This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Illinois houses more than 500 violent sexual offenders who've served their prison sentence but are considered too dangerous to be released back into society. But the state says it will need more space for such people, so it plans to expand its treatment and detention facility in Rushville. The Capital Development Board has released more than $30 million to pay for two new wings at the facility. They will house nearly 200 more residents. Capacity will total more than 800. Retired Judge Patricia Walton teaches in the School of Law Enforcement and Justice Administration at Western Illinois University. Walton says three factors determine whether courts rule someone to be sexually violent.
They have to have committed a sexually violent offense, they have to have a mental disorder, and that mental disorder is such that they have a propensity to commit further sexual offenses if they were to be released. So if they fit that criterion, then the Attorney General's office will file a petition to have them declared a sexually violent person, which then, if they are shown to be one, then they would be placed in the Rushville facility for treatment.
Are there therapists or experts who make this type of determination?
Correct. Department of Corrections would notify the Attorney General's office within 6 months of being committed to Department of Human Services in Rushville. There has to be a full evaluation done of the individual, and then every 12 months thereafter, they are reevaluated to determine, have they participated with treatment? Are their risk factors lower? And they may petition the court upon receipt of the reports and ask that the court release them from the facility if they are found to no longer be at high risk.
Does that happen often?
It does not happen with any great frequency, unfortunately. There are many more people being committed to the Rushville facility than are being found to have lowered their risk.
So this is not just a place where people are held. They are getting treatment there.
Correct. That's the purpose of the facility, and that's why it's under the Department of Human Services. So it is considered a treatment facility, where people are offered the opportunity to receive treatment to lower their risk. They can't force anyone to participate in that treatment. But if they participate in the treatment, that's certainly a factor that is looked upon in review, as well as, you know, other factors. They would be evaluated by a psychiatrist. They have the option with their defense counsel of asking for an independent evaluation from an expert to determine their risk factors.
In general, what does treatment consist of?
Well, I've never been in that facility, but generally it would be group therapy, individual therapy, probably would be medication available to address the mental disorder. Combine those together, and that could be a good possibility of reducing risk.
Do you know the people who are detained at Rushville, do they also receive treatment while they're in prison before they come to Rushville?
Some of them do. There are programs in the Department of Corrections for sex offenders, but they, once again, are voluntary programs. So some inmates may participate, others may choose not to. That is a factor then that is looked at, I'm sure, by the Attorney General's office when they make that determination to file a petition to commit them or not, based upon what progress they have made while they're incarcerated.
Can someone be sent to one of these detention and treatment facilities without having been convicted of a crime?
No. You have to fit the requirement, in particular the sexually violent person. You have to have committed a sexually violent crime, and you have to have the mental disorder. And combined together, you are at high risk of reoffending, which is why the state does not want to release that person back out into the community, because their risk is too high.
Retired Judge Patricia Walton says every state has some form of a civil commitment program similar to what Illinois operates in Rushville. Construction of the addition at Rushville is scheduled to begin next year. A completion date has not been set. Rich Ugger reporting.